Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg tech reporter Alex Levine. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear a last-minute challenge Friday to a law that would ban TikTok in the U.S. If the law does go into effect, it could cause a headache for U.S. companies, including Apple, Google, and Oracle. So, Alex, let's start off. How is the ban going to hurt American companies?
Well, what is so interesting about the way that this law is written, and this is no doubt deliberate that it was written this way, is that it puts the onus actually not on TikTok, but instead on American companies to enforce it. So that's Apple, Google, Oracle, some of the country's leading tech firms. And the reason I think it was written this way is presumably because if the onus were on a China-owned company to enforce it, there was concern from Congress that it would be possible that China's government could somehow skirt or interfere with enforcement. So as written, we know that these American companies have no choice but to comply, because if they don't, they can quickly rack up enormous fines. So I think that that is predominantly how it would hurt those companies. And the second thing I would mention is just that the way that the law is written and the fact that they have to be the enforcers of it really pulls them into this U.S.-China geopolitical tug of war that they might not otherwise find themselves at the center at.
Well, this law was passed by Congress, and President-elect Trump says he wants it overturned, but he's not in office yet. How unusual is it for the Supreme Court to say, okay, we're going to hear this?
Well, I think it's unusual in the sense that the timeline is so fast for the high court. Usually the Supreme Court does not move this quickly. The fact that they have taken this up so quickly, I think really suggests that they hope they could potentially make some decision about either whether to uphold the law or whether to stay the law before the ban is set to take effect, which is just over a week later. So it's unusual in the sense of how fast it has moved. But I also just caution to say that this could really just be an example of the Supreme Court doing its job. This is really uncharted territory. It's the first time, if the ban comes to pass, that an American or that a social media company will ever have been banned in the United States. And so the Supreme Court deciding to take this could simply be a reflection of just how important the First Amendment is, but also its desire to simply set the record straight before a shutdown happens and the White House completely changes hands.
Now, there's always a workaround, right? And would anybody in the U.S. be breaking the law if they were using that workaround?
Interestingly, the law, again, puts the onus on the tech companies and not on the individual user. So the law says that, you know, the government can't come for an individual TikTok user if that person is somehow still accessing TikTok. I think that doesn't mean, however, that people will not still be nervous. Of course, we're already seeing content creators and influencers on the platform devise workarounds, everything from using VPNs to using the app on a computer versus on the, using TikTok from the website rather than on the app. There's all these workarounds that folks are throwing around. I think it remains to be seen which of them, if any, will even be effective. But there is some concern from, I would say, small mom and pop businesses and also individual creators who don't understand the ins and outs of the law, who think that they may end up in legal hot water anyways. So that could already be causing some attrition, and I'd expect that that would continue.
Thanks for the perspective and for the reporting, Alex. That is Bloomberg's tech reporter, Alex Levine. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays right here at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, you can tune into Bloomberg Technology Weekdays. It comes at you at 8 a.m.